to my channel. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're an oldie but a goodie, welcome back. So in today's video, I'm going to be doing kind of a challenge, you guys. I'm going to be doing a 1 week aloe vera challenge, and I'm going to be doing this using an aloe vera plant. A lot of people claim this plant can cure all types and manner of diseases and also skincare issues. Like, you can use this plant on your skin, on your hair. I can't wait to see what using an aloe vera for 1 full week. Like, I'm starting it today, and we're gonna go through day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, you guys. If you're not familiar with my channel, I have a terrible acne prone and also oily skin. As you all can see, I have a lot of dark spots and also blemishes. Like, my skin is sometimes, I would say I normally get a break, maybe a week break, and then after my skin starts breaking out again. I don't know what the problem is. I've seen numerous dermatologists, and I'm still working with a dermatologist at present. We're gonna come up close and personal so you guys can see what we're working with. I want you guys to see in details, like, you know, how my skin looks, so that by the time we're all done with the 7 days, we're gonna compare the before and the after picture to see if there's any difference. So this is my skin up close, and as you all can see, I have a lot of dark spots, blemishes, hyperpigmentation. Oh my gosh, I actually just came out from an allergic reaction last week. I had breakouts all over here and also on my lip. It was just crazy. So I feel like this is just the right time to do this challenge. All right, so we're gonna first of all go ahead and cut off the head, because we're not doing anything with this. I'm gonna go ahead and cut the quantity I need. You don't need a lot for just one face. You probably just need something like this, and I'm gonna go ahead and cut off the sides. Look how juicy this looks, you guys. And then I'm just gonna go in and slice the middle, and this is where you get all the gel and all the juices. Oh my gosh. And you want to be very careful because it's very, very slippery. Like, look at that. For the rest of the plants, I like to go in with my plastic food wrap and just wrap it up. And then you can store it right into your refrigerator. I'm gonna get this hair out of the way because we don't want anything to interrupt. I want to be very careful because it can get all over the place. And it feels so cold when you apply it on your face. Alright, so this is all dried out. I'm just gonna go in with my nails, scratch it a little bit so the gel can come out. Once you scratch it, you can see all the gel. Everything starts to come out again. Ooh. Woo! All right. My forehead is actually not really my problem area. It's always like my cheek and over here. Okay, so I think I've done a good job saturating it all over my face. I'm gonna leave it for 30 minutes or till it dries, and I'll be right back. Alright, so it's 30 minutes after, and as you all can see, it's literally dry. So I'm gonna use my, I think this is from Ulta, yeah, my Ulta Beauty makeup removing towels, and it looks just like this. I'm gonna dip it into my bowl of water and just take out the gel from my face. For some reason, it has kind of a tingling sensation. I don't know if this is normal. Alright, so this is day 1. Just want you guys to see every single thing. Can't wait for day 2. Day number 2 on a freshly washed face. And one thing I noticed from yesterday and today is the fact that my skin feels so dry, you guys. I didn't know aloe vera is actually a drying plant, which is a good thing because I have a severe oily skin. So I would say from yesterday, because I love doing this every night, like yesterday was day 1, I did it in the night, and then today I'm doing it in the night again, and from that's like 24 hours, right? And I just noticed that my face looks kind of, you know, dried out. And also this morning I noticed this acne right here. So let's see if this will disappear by day 7. So I'm gonna go ahead and cut out the aloe vera I'll be using for today's video. Look how juicy this looks. As you all can see, the gel is just coming out on its own. Just apply. I'm just gonna go in with the plant and massage it all over my face. I think I have something on my eyelash. Yes, I said it. Alright, so this is what we have right now. I'm just gonna let it sit until it completely dries and I'll wash it out. My face is completely dry, as you all can see, and ever since I started this, you guys, I haven't used any skincare products, so I'm only using aloe vera every day at night, and that's it. Alright you guys, so for day number 3, drum roll! So I decided to, this time, just cut up the aloe vera into kind of ice cube. I decided to put it inside the freezer, and if you have acne or irritated skin, you definitely need to try this, because I heard using kind of ice cubes on your face just helps to calm down, you know, all the irritation. This is how it looks right now. As you all can see, it comes in ice cubes. This looks so good. The gel is just gonna start coming out gradually. So if you watched the one from day 2, you notice that I only had this breakout right here, but surprisingly I woke up today and I noticed I'm beginning to break out right here, if you guys can see it. Also my nose, this part of my nose is kind of hurting, and this normally happens when I'm about to break out. I don't know if aloe vera is what is breaking me out or is I'm just breaking out, because I have a very severe acne prone skin, so I really don't know, but let's see. So everything is all dried. I'm just gonna go ahead and wash it off. Like when this dries off on the skin, it always feels as if you applied a mask. And yeah, already you guys, I'm just gonna drink my water and go to bed, and day 3 is accomplished. Hi you guys, so I'm on to day 4 and I woke up this morning and look at these two acne right here. This is actually the fastest acne I've had in a while, because as you all can see, I saw this, I felt this yesterday, and by this morning it's already ripe. And you know, once acne gets ripe, the next thing is to, you know, go away. Go on and do the same exact thing. Alright, so we're gonna leave it and let it dry out. So finally it's dry, as you all can see, it's completely dry. So I'm just gonna quickly go down to the bathroom and I'm gonna wash this off. I kind of like to use a lukewarm water. Quick update. So this decided to open up on me, you guys. So they are both open. Now let's see how long it's gonna take it to heal. Number 5. As you all can see, like this actually is the fastest acne I've had in a long time. Like normally, like I told you guys, acne comes out on my face, like it shows a sign that it's about to come out, like maybe using 2 days, and then it finally comes out. It stays for maybe 5 days before it then, you know, rides and gets rid of itself. So I would say normally it takes my acne maybe a week plus to clear, but surprisingly, I showed you guys this acne yesterday, and surprisingly 24 hours later, like look, this is dry you can, like, there is no bump or anything there. It's just the scarring you can see. And also this is gone, this right here, because I had this and this that yesterday. By this morning I realized over here is beginning to itch, and once that happens, that means acne is about to come out. So by this night I saw this three. So I have 1, 2, 3 new fresh acne. Oh my gosh, it's really itching. So I'm so thankful, because I have a very cold aloe vera right here, and I'm gonna use my knife and cut in the middle. And like I said, you don't need to use the whole aloe vera, you can just use one. Like, normally one is enough for me. Oh, it's so cold. I really need it on this side, because my all these years, this whole place is itching, you guys. You don't even understand. Ugh, I'm tired of having acne. Oh my gosh, I don't know when it will all end. I really don't know. Here we are. I'm gonna leave it on for 20 to 30 minutes so it will get all dry. Oh my gosh, you guys, I actually slept off waiting for this to dry. It's literally 2 a.m. in the morning, so I'm just gonna go ahead and wash this off. I wanted to just leave it on and sleep off, but on a second thought I was like, let me just, it's probably over 2 hours since I applied it. Hi you guys, so we're on to day number 6, and this is what we have right here. As you all can see, I still have those 2, 3 acne by the side of my face, but this one is kind of drying out, but I still have these 2 right here, and also this one just popped up this morning from nowhere. So I have these 3 visitors on my face. But one thing I noticed is, ever since I started with this treatment, like, my face, you know, it looks so much clearer, and also it looks more kind of, you know how dark and then gloomy the face looks, especially when you have a lot of dark spots. But this one right here, I feel like I can see some freshness on my face. I'm really, really very, very impressed with the result I'm getting with this aloe vera challenge. I like to saturate it all over my face. Putting it in the fridge really helps, because as you're applying it on your face, it just helps calm down all the inflammation. Like, if you have a lot of redness on your face, this right here, the plant, is really going to help, especially when you put it in the freezer or in the fridge. Alright guys, so I'm going to leave this on to dry and I'll be right back. Alrighty, so my face is completely dry, and I'm just going to use my towelette to wipe off all the gel. I've been tempted a couple of times to wear this to bed, but I wasn't sure how it's gonna come out in the morning, you guys. I don't want issues with my face, so I just prefer to apply it and then wash it off or wipe it off. All right, I guess day number 6 went so well, you guys. Hi you guys, oh my gosh, so we are on to the final day of this challenge, you guys. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's 7 days already, and we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to apply our aloe vera and wait for it to dry. This one still has some ice on it. I'm just going to remove the ice, and then I will squish it a little bit to get the gel. Just going to begin massaging it. I'm going to leave it on for maybe 30 minutes to dry. So my face is dried, and as usual, I'm going to go in with my towel and just wipe the gel off. So, final judgment. To be honest, this right here is something I know I'm going to continue with. It's not just something I'm filming a video for, because I really, really do love how kind of clear my face looks. It's not as kind of bad as when I started this video. The 7 days has really helped. Like, everything is not all gone, but you guys, you can see, like, my acne here is, you know, fading away. And also the ones I had on my face too, they are all clearing up. And then these 2 or 3 plus this one, these 3 visitors, apart from that, my face is pretty much kind of, even if like I still have some dark spots, but it's kind of brighter, you know, than before I started this video. You can actually take this video back to see the before and after. And yeah guys, I hope you all enjoyed this whole challenge, like this whole 7-day challenge, because I really did enjoy the process. I enjoyed just coming every single evening to film for you guys. I really enjoyed it. So please help me hit that like button below and also hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And till my next video, I will see you all very, very soon. Bye.